Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu, the previous halachas, the laws, the rabbinic enactments, she'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkia ben Gurion, these were the halachos, these are from the laws that were set over in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkia ben Gurion, Chananya the son of Chizkia, the son of Gurion, kisha'ol levakro, when they came to visit him." Mara teaches us that Chananya ben Chizkia was a great Torah scholar, and during his days there was a lot of controversy about the book of Yechezkel, the book of Ezekiel, and the Navi, and the prophets, because there were things in it which were controversial halachically and philosophically. Chananya ben Chizkia secluded himself in his attic, and he wrote a commentary to Sefer Yechezkel, to the book of Yechezkel, and eventually they agreed with him about his commentary, and they realized that he had saved the book of Yechezkel, and the rabbis came to visit him. And when they came to visit him, there ended up being a large discussion in halacha and Jewish law. And they made certain institutions, certain gezeiros, certain safeguards. And many of them are the things that were mentioned in the previous few Mishnayos in this Masechta. Nimnu, the Mishnah says, Nimnu v'rabu be'shamei be'shil. When they counted everyone up, there was a large group that came, be'shamei and be'shil, those people from the Beis Medrash, from the study hall of Shammai, and those from Hillel. There were more. The majority was of Shammai over Hillel. We know the halacha is, the Torah teaches us that achrei rabim lahatos, the one that's a disagreement in Jewish law, we go after the majority. And it comes out there was more base Hillel, more base Shammai, excuse me. The Mishnah concludes, Shmona asur dvarim gazru babayom. There were 18 ordinances, 18 rabbinic laws that became law, that they turned into law on that particular day. According to the Rambam, a number of them are the previous halachos, the laws in the previous Mishnah, the enactments that the rabbis made. So that's the conclusion of this Mishnah. There's a big discussion exactly if that's what the Mishnah means. The Gemara speaks about what some of those enactments were, but that's sufficient for this Mishnah. Let's see Mishnah 5. Beis Shammai says, Ein shorim dio, one cannot soak different types of essences for dye, v'samim manim. So they make dye, different types of inks. V'charshinim. Charshinim are legumes, different types of beans, perhaps, that need to be soaked in water, and then they're fed to the animal. So you're not allowed to soak these on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Elekadeshe yisharum v'yam. There has to be enough time that they could become soft and become appropriate and usable before Shabbos. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that a person is not just obligated in Shabbos observance of himself and his animals, but he's even obligated to make sure that his kelim, his vessels, his belongings also keep Shabbos. Therefore, if a person starts soaking dye too close to Shabbos and it doesn't have time to do it, and it ends up being done partially on Shabbos, that's prohibited. Well, Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel hold that it's permitted to start soaking these different things, even though perhaps the conclusion of the process will take place well into Shabbos. Because according to Beis Hillel, a person is not obligated to on Shabbos observance of his objects, his vessels. He is on his himself, his maidservants, his servants, and even his animals. However, on his objects, he's not. Chazal teach us that this is a machlokas in the psukim. In the verses in the Torah, Beis Shammai says, the pasuk says, Sheshes yamim tavod, 6 days you should work, v'asisa kol melachtecha, and you should do all of your work. And he learns from there that all your work has to be done in the 6 days. And Beis Hillel says, it says, Sheshes yamim tavod, ma'asecha, 6 days you shall do your tasks. You're allowed to do things all 6 days. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do, but what was already done before Shabbos, that is permitted. Wishing you a wonderful day and an amazing upcoming week.